Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, more clashes, more anti-Israel protests, more arrests, of course. And Joe Biden has his correspondence dinner, but of course talks about how Trump said he's going to be a dictator on day one. There would be a bloodbath if he loses. On and on it goes, folks. You know, they just don't have anything else other than these out of context crazy things that they make up. It is absolutely telling where the Democrat Party elite are in terms of where we're going in this election. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It's still going to be very, very difficult. But it is interesting when they don't have anything else to do other than propagate those kinds of out-of-context lies. Very interesting indeed. Folks, welcome to the Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, we have so much to do, so much to tell you about. Don't even know where to start because that's kind of how it is usually, especially on Mondays when we've had a lot of different things happening over the weekend. But we will tell you about Joe Biden. We are going to tell you about some of these other campus clashes that have been happening. And the news is not good on that. But before we get to any of that, we're going to start this morning, of course, with a very, very important and yet very, very sad story. This from the Associated Press. Tornadoes kill 4 in Oklahoma, leaving a trail of destruction and thousands without power. Sulphur, Oklahoma. Again, this from the AP. Tornadoes killed 4 people in Oklahoma, including an infant, and left thousands without power Sunday after a destructive outbreak of severe weather flattened buildings in the heart of one rural town and injured at least 100 people across the state. More than 20,000 people were still without electricity hours after tornadoes began late Saturday night. The destruction was extensive in Sulphur, a town of about 5,000 people, where a tornado crumpled many downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, and sheared the roofs off houses across the 15-block radius. You just can't believe the destruction, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt said during a visit to the hard-hit town. It seems like every business downtown has been destroyed. Stitt said about 30 people were injured in Sulphur, including some who were in a bar as the tornado struck. Hospitals across the state reported about 100 injuries, including people apparently cut or struck by debris, according to the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management. An infant, again, very sad, folks, an infant was among those killed, Hughes County Emergency Management Director Mike Dockery told Oklahoma station KOCO. While House officials said President Biden spoke to Stitt on Sunday and offered the full support of the federal government, this again from the White House, the deadly weather in Oklahoma added to the dozens of reported tornadoes that have wreaked havoc in the nation's midsection since Friday. I remember, I think we mentioned that on the Friday edition, also I think on the Saturday edition. Another death was reported Sunday in Iowa, where officials in Pottawatomie County said a man was critically injured during a tornado Friday had lied. Okay, well, that is not cool in the least tiny little bit, is it? In Oklahoma, authorities said the tornado in Sulphur began in a city park before barreling through the downtown, flipping cars, ripping up the roofs and walls off of brick buildings. Windows and doors were blown out of structures that remained standing. So, again, our thoughts and prayers obviously go out to everyone in Oklahoma that has been impacted by this. The death of an infant is something that is unbearable in the extreme. And it sounds like there's been a lot of damage. The injuries, of course, that have been reported. But again, our thoughts and prayers do go out to everyone affected by this event. Folks, once again, it is the Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. If you want to talk about some of the stuff that Joe Biden said at the correspondence dinner or some of these other issues that we're looking at. Also, of course, head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can do that any old time during the broadcast. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Something else to be aware of as well, and that is to make sure whenever you want to check out the live streams for the program, we've got them all right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, of course. And want to say good morning to Frederick, listening in NYC this morning. He says he's listening from the Blue City, where summer is upon us at 65 degrees now. Wow. Yeah, I guess summertime, you're right. He says, but heading to 80 this afternoon, looking forward to the awesome commentary. Well, thank you, Frederick. I really appreciate that so very, very much indeed. We do try to make it some awesome commentary. At least we try. Also, Richard the Marine. It's also checking in via direct message this morning from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. Had a rainy weekend, 52 degrees, cloudy tonight, gearing up for a great show tonight. Thank you. And he says, have a great week. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, Semper Fi right back at you. Hope that you have a great week. Hope everybody out there is going to have a great week this week. I think it's going to be a very good week. I really do. I'm going to go out on a limb here on a Monday, and I'm going to express optimism, and I'm going to express some very positive thinking, and I'm going to tell you that I think it's going to be a great week. As we move through the program this week, it's going to be good. And so I hope that you're ready and you're buckled in. You've got some snack food. You've got something good to drink, something to keep you going through the morning hours, of course, whatever you are doing, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep you going. And we've got a lot more to tell you about when we come back from the break. More direct messages, more everything. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. The Monday edition officially launching into the stratosphere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want... want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue through this Monday edition. And we hope that you had a great weekend. We hope that, as I was saying, we're going to have a great week coming up here. And we're just glad that you're spending some time with us here in the overnight hours across America. And we are the nexus for news and politics, as it were. And we're hearing from a lot of great people. And we hear from people all over the place. And it is really, really cool. I'll tell you that much. It is incredibly, incredibly cool. All right. So we're going to tell you a little bit about a new poll that we found out about. This from USA Today. And this tells us that Joe Biden trails Donald Trump in a new national poll. So this caught my attention, of course. Former President Donald Trump leads President Joe Biden by 6 percentage points in a new national poll from CNN, with nearly half of voters saying they're planning to place their support behind Trump this fall. How can that be, my friends? How is it possible? Donald Trump is on trial for something in New York City, right? Donald Trump wants to be a dictator on day one, right? Donald Trump is going to cause a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected, right? Right? So wait a minute. No, no, they're not just intimidated and, okay, we'll just vote for Trump. We don't want a bloodbath. I don't think that's it at all. But it is pretty interesting, isn't it, about this poll. 49% of those polled say they are expecting to vote for Trump in the 2024 election, compared to Biden's 43%, according to the survey released Sunday. Trump support remains basically unmoved from CNN's last poll in January, where while Biden's has dropped 2 percentage points, down from 45%. Biden does not fare much better in a five-way matchup between himself, Trump, independent candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. I don't know. I just, you know, maybe there's some parallel universe somewhere. I don't know. But I just can't imagine. What an upset. Green Party candidate Jill Stein has, has enough electoral votes now. We're now going to start calling her president-elect Jill Stein. No, I just don't see that happening. I really don't. So they do become spoilers, or they do become sort of incidental. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think, maybe a little more so, obviously, than Cornel West. But nevertheless, we have seen spoilers before, right, with Ross Perot and Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. That's significant. But in this particular case, you know, it was interesting because the No Labels Party eventually said they're not going to field any candidate because they just couldn't get it together, basically. So that's not going to be there. So I'm wondering if there is a major appetite for something like that. Now, anecdotally, you know, people do tell me that, you know, they want somebody in the middle, right? Because I think you do have emotions that do run high, and people's perceptions sometimes, and which is understandable. A lot of times people will throw up their hands at politics anyway. And that's because there is so much gridlock. There is so much of, well, nothing ever really changes. But we are kind of living in pretty uncharted territories right now. That's why I think these clear choices between Trump and Biden win the day. And I've talked about clear choices before. I think one of the most analogous times is going to be 1980, Reagan versus Carter. And I think maybe for some different reasons, some similar, but others very different now. And because back then we had the Carter malaise, we had all kinds of inflation, interest rates were sky high, and Reagan really wanted to move the needle on things and you know, take care of business. And it took a long time, by the way. It was certainly not overnight. I don't want to get off on a different tangent, but it was certainly not overnight with the first Reagan term. But the, you know, sticking to the policies and the philosophies there meant that by 1984, now 40 years ago when that rolled around, that it was morning in America, that things were really looking up. So you could ask that question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And so that's a similar question now. It's obviously very relevant, but the stakes could not be higher now. If you continue with the Biden administration, the people in the basement of the White House making the policies and coming up with these ridiculous things of foreign policy and how we're treating Israel, and on it goes, then we're doomed. You know, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying that just seems like then we're all just on the road to doom. And if you have Donald Trump come in, some people are going to say, well, I just want to vote for somebody else other than Trump or Biden. And that person may turn out to be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But in the grand scheme, I think that people are going to have to be practical about this. And if they really want to make the change and get us, you know, off this course, it's as if, you know, I put it in this metaphor, right? It's as if, okay, we see the iceberg. Some will say we've already hit the iceberg. But the idea is that if you see this happening, you see this, you know, in front of you, and you're in the crow's nest, and you're trying to, and I think Trump to a great degree is like in the crow's nest, going, okay, look, if we don't change course now, we're going to have a total disaster. And I think that's, you know, axiomatic at this point. We see what's happening. But back to this article. In that scenario, again, you bring in RFK Jr., Cornel West, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. In that scenario, Biden garnered just 33% of the vote, while Trump held 42%. Kennedy polled at 16%, siphoning 13% of the vote away from Trump and Biden. Meanwhile, West polled at 4%, and at Stein at 3%, which is odd to me. I would at least reverse that at this point. even as Trump faces four sets of unprecedented criminal charges. That's the key word, unprecedented. His favor among some Americans has continued to rise. 55% of voters say they now view Trump's first term as a success. In contrast, 44% see it as a failure. That, my friends, this is, I think, one of the major keys to this whole election. Success versus failure. And it is so obvious that people know that under the Trump administration, all the way up to January of 2021, that things were going pretty good in retrospect. And a lot of the media narrative about Trump, obviously the pandemic, the COVID and the closures and the having to stay home and all this stuff, was a total nightmare. And I think people, though, understand that that was imposed in so many ways upon Trump and also upon the American people. They understand it was imposed, and they're not blaming Trump for that. Okay? So I think that's important. Americans' tendency to look back at past presidencies with rose-colored glasses is common. Still, the overall opinion of Trump's presidency has markedly increased since he left office. A January 2021 poll taken days after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol showed 55% of voters considered his presidency a failure. The poll, so now, really, are they just looking at it through rose-colored glasses? I don't think so, because they're looking at it not through rose-colored glasses. Not through rose-colored glasses, but through their bank statement, right? They're looking at it through their bank statement. They're looking at it through the crime in their community. They're looking at it through, well, how do I put it, right? The world literally catching on fire. Wars raging. Wars that could start any moment. And that, my friends, is that's the lens they're looking through. It's not because, oh, yeah, you know, everything was better when, you know, so-and-so was president. And I get it. Sometimes that can be rose-colored glasses because it's history. You know it, and you can analyze it, and you can sort of know the outcome already. But people are looking back, and right now I think there's a lot of, there's so much uncertainty about what's going to even happen tomorrow, given the state of affairs and how this administration approaches things, that they're not looking at rose-colored glasses. Like I said, they're looking at their bank statement, they're looking at it through what's happening in the world, and people are not stupid. So we'll just leave it at that. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, so don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That's okay, because we hope get you through your Monday morning, even if it's very early, as you can see it is at this very moment in time. That's all right, because we are nocturnal on this show, and a lot of our listeners are nocturnal as well, either doing their job, or they're up late with us, or early, as the case may be, talking news and politics, the events of the day. And one thing is certain, my friends, we're just glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And it is a wonderful, wonderful privilege to be on the radio with you this morning. Here we've got from Wally. Wally's saying, good morning, Kyle, and the Third Watch family. Well, thanks. I appreciate that very much, Wally. I'm sure everybody else out there does as well. Always great to hear from you, Wally. We appreciate it. And yeah, that's exactly what this is. This is the family. This is our radio family. This is our overnight community. And we appreciate you very, very much. We do have so much more to tell you about as we move through this program today. Again, don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can always send us a direct message. You can also always pick up the live streams. You can also check out the podcast as well over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. Subscribing is easy, or downloading or playing it off the app is really easy to do, so we encourage you to do that. All right, this from the Jerusalem Post. This, we're going to head over to Europe at this point, but I do think it's important. of what's happening right now in Germany because of what we're seeing here. And we're going to talk more about these campus protests because they are ongoing. UCLA, of course, had a major flare-up on Sunday, so we'll tell you about that. But this from the Jerusalem Post, Islamic group slams democratic values, rallies thousands in Germany. Oh, boy. Here we go, right? In a video posted on X, the crowd can be seen responding to shouts of Takbir with Allahu Akbar. The video also shows the mob shouting part of the Shahada, which is, again, I don't know if I can pronounce this correctly, but they're shouting particular phrases. Some 1,000 protesters gathered in Hamburg's Steindamm Street on Saturday, calling for an end to, quote, dictatorship values, unquote, according to the German daily Die Welt. In a video posted on X, the crowd can see, as we told you, their shouts of Takbir with Allahu Akbar. They also show the mob shouting, there is no God but God. One demonstrator held a placard that read, Caliphate is the solution, while others held signs with the inscription, Gaza has won the info war. Well, And let's just give that the benefit of the doubt for a moment. If it ever would or has or could, it's because of the many in the media that unfortunately are very complicit with making it easy for the Hamas regime or the Hamas terror group to be able to use that propaganda, to propagandize, really, the world. Can you imagine what's happening in front of our faces? Can you imagine when everything, to come against the Jewish state the way that they did, and to have even people here in America shouting the most horrific things, not only death to America, but also, of course, going against the Jews? You had we had a quote from one of the early organizers of this stuff. And somebody's there, I think, at this point still, and that is the person who was saying, look, you know, I want to go out and kill Zionists. That's prescriptive. That's what I want to be doing, and so forth. This, my friends, is really off the charts. It's so far gone that we can't even get a radar fix on it. The German daily newspaper noted the rally was organized by a group named Muslim Interactive, which also posted the video of the rally, from the rally rather, on its X account under the banner, Do Not Obey Liars, Impressions from Today's Demonstration in Hamburg. I'm not laughing because it's funny in the grand sense or in the strict sense. I'm kind of laughing because, you know, they say things that sound kind of very strange, very, very strange indeed. And Do Not Obey Liars. Okay, well, then who are they talking about? You know, it's obvious that, you know, they're not really okay. They've got a very warped view of how things go, and that's very dangerous. Die Welt, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly now, Die Welt further stated that according to the Hamburg Office for the Protection of the Constitution, the group is an extremist Islamic organization affiliated with the Hizb-ut-Tahrir, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, a pan-Islamist fundamentalist political organization that has, for the purpose of the reestablishment of a caliphate. The political organization is banned from operating in Germany, as per the Hamburg office. According to Inet and German media, a leader of Muslim Interactive, it sounds like some weird video game thing, doesn't it? Muslim Interactive is the 25-year-old Joe Adadi Boatsen, also known as Rahim Boatsen, who is studying education at the University of Hamburg. He has a large presence on Instagram and, well, TikTok, which he shares Islam-related content targeting young Muslims in Germany. Both he and Muslim Interlaktiv, I think that's how you pronounce it, have addressed the Israel-Hamas war on social media, One joint post from December 2023 read, "Our main account has been blocked due to censorship surrounding the current genocide in Gaza. The government is trying to stop our activities using all possible means." Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, when they're rallying like this and calling with signs literally that say caliphate is the solution, that's something that you want to take notice of. We've heard that discussed on this program too. We've got a caller back down in Bob who's mentioned this in the past. And certainly, I know that you have groups who want to do that. I get it. Whether or not that is practical for them to be able to accomplish in America is hard. I'm sure it would be under the column of very hard to do. But that being said, it doesn't mean they're not dangerous and they couldn't do a lot of damage in the course of following this sort of crazy goal that they would have. And that's why we have to be very, very attuned to this. We have to be very shrewd about how we deal with something like this. Because that propaganda, you know, that they're so happy about, that about Israel versus and those in Gaza, the Hamas leadership, terrorist leadership, they're so happy about that propaganda because it plays right into their notion of, hey, you know, we're going to continue to isolate Israel and we're going to continue to get more followers, radicalize more followers on this, because somehow their crazy claims are then being legitimized in the larger, zeitgeist of the media and the rest of the world, right? Oh, we got to be very careful about Israel. Israel's going too far on this. And then there's another story that I saw earlier today, and I do have it right here, I think, and that is Biden. Yes, here it is from Reuters. Biden reiterated position on Rafah in Netanyahu call. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and, quote, reiterated his clear position, unquote, on a possible invasion of the Gaza border city of Rafah, the White House said. A statement issued by the White House did not give more details of that part of the conversation. Washington has said that it could not support a Rafah operation without an appropriate and credible humanitarian plan. Guess what? There would be no humanitarian plan that Israel could ever draw up. They could have, I don't know, the likes of Mother Teresa, right, could come back and do this humanitarian plan. And I would tell you that the White House is never going to sign off on it. Well, this is a great humanitarian plan. Go ahead with your Rafah operation. They are never going to support that because, my friends, they have given themselves over to the idea that they got to have these votes. They know how much trouble they're in, not just Biden, not just because he's faltering, not just because he demonstrates what he demonstrates out there on the campaign trail, but it's because they know that these policies have been so destructive that they don't have any cushion whatsoever in being able to conduct U.S. foreign policy in this traditional manner where we support our ally Israel. Instead, they just got that wedge getting in there, and they're looking over to these groups and saying, "Look, I put the wedge in. Is that all right? Is that enough now?" That's what they're asking. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, hour number one of the broadcast has just flown by. I can't believe we're already to the fourth segment of the program here, folks. And there you are, there I am, and here we are. And we are together here on this. Well, oh my goodness, I think I just started. I just subconsciously started doing I Am the Walrus or some demented version of it. I'm here, you're there, we're all together. How cool is that? All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Yeah, it's a Monday. We can get away with that on a Monday, I am sure. All right. Yeah, it's kind of cool. All right, so once again, folks, we have a lot to tell you about. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. If you would like to head over there and send us a direct message. And, of course, our telephone number, 949-822-7959, will open up the telephone lines right after the top of the hour again. And we're going to be talking more about these campus protests, of course. This from Breitbart. Protesters remove the American flag and raise the Palestinian flag in Harvard Yard. Protesters in an anti-Israel encampment in Harvard Yard removed an American flag from University Hall, the Central Administration Building, and flew a Palestinian flag in its place Saturday before the university staff intervened. Well, thank the good Lord they went and intervened. The Harvard Crimson reported, a pro-Palestine student protesters at the Harvard Yard encampment flew three Palestinian flags from University Hall on Saturday evening. A group of three protesters hoisted the flags over the John Harvard statue in the yard, where the university sometimes flies the American flag or flags of the countries of visiting foreign dignitaries. Harvard University police officers were calling Harvard Yard operations to remove the flag. As the staff removed the flags, protesters yelled, shame, and chanted, free, free Palestine, and from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which is an eradication. You know, that's, you're presupposing from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, is presupposing the total destruction of the Jewish state of Israel. I know that a lot of these protesters probably understand that. Some probably don't. We already know that some of these protesters had no idea what they're supposed to be protesting for. We talked about that late last week. But I'm telling you, you know, this is, you know, pretty terrible, isn't it? Just for them to take down the American flag and fly the Palestine flag. And then, you know, again, say, you know, from the river to the sea. It's very, very disturbing indeed. This shows just how far, obviously, and how deep-seated this is. You know, somebody was telling me the other day, well, these protesters, they'll get tired of it within about a week or so, then they're just going to go away. And that would be optimistic, and while I would like the protesters to go away, I don't know that that is going to be the case. Most unfortunately. All right, folks, let's take a quick look at our national weather here. This from the National Weather Service. More rounds of excessive rainfall and severe weather expected to push east and southeast toward the lower Mississippi Valley through tonight into Monday. High elevation snow is forecast to overspread the Pacific Northwest and into the northern Rockies Monday and Tuesday. And warmer than average temperatures spread from Midwest to Mid-Atlantic, colder weather returns to the Northern Plains and the Pacific Northwest, with warming trend across the Central and Southern High Plains. And, of course, we opened the show this morning with the very sad news of those tornadoes in Oklahoma. Four people, including an infant, were killed, at least 100 people injured, according to the initial reports. Those numbers may change, of course. And just a major amount of devastation, especially in a place called Sulphur, Oklahoma. Very, very sad indeed, and a result of these some of these very severe weather patterns that we have seen. Most unfortunate indeed. All right, well, I'll tell you what, it's time now to check out our Country Music Monday song, first song of the show here in hour number one. This is a great direct message I got from Scott, who listens primarily via AM860, but gets the show on Spotify, though. That's really cool. So he can hear the whole thing. That's really cool. And so I appreciate the message very, very much, Scott. He says, hey, Kyle, I love the show. He says, I know you're an Elvis Costello fan, as am I, too. He said, you should play Stranger in the House on your country music day. Just a suggestion. Have a good one. Hey, thank you, Scott. Yeah, I hope you have a good one as well. That is a fantastic suggestion. Absolutely it is. So, yeah, let's check it out. We've got Elvis Costello. Now, this is kind of an old kind of it's reminiscent of sort of old school country. So for Country Music Monday, it's really kind of a perfect fit. And it's Elvis Costello. I mean, so, you know, worlds collide. But in this case, it is absolutely cool. So let's listen in. Here's Elvis Costello and a little song called Stranger in the House.
This never was one of the great romances, but I thought you'd always have those young girls' eyes. But now they look
Like I said, kind of a, you know, throwback, retro, you know, bedrock country kind of song. And it's especially with the pedal steel, it just sounds really, really good. Goes back, I believe, to 1978 album Taking Liberties, Elvis Costello. And, of course, Elvis Costello, very creative and just really an outstanding songwriter in his own right. And I really do, I think his stuff kind of even gets better with time. You know, you listen back to it, and a lot of it's kind of almost ahead of its time in so many ways. But the mark of a great artist sometimes, I think, is that their songs will still stand up, and you hear it, and it's not just that you're transported back to the original time when you remember when that was popular, but you can hear the quality of it in terms of what the song is, the production, things like that. Those kinds of perfect storms are really hard to do, because sometimes you hear a song and go, oh, yeah, well, this isn't quite as good as I thought it was back then, but oh, well. But at any rate, folks, pretty cool song there from Elvis Costello this morning. So I tell you what, we're going to head up to the top of the hour right now. We've got another great request for next hour, so we hope that you can stick around with us. So we're going to hear the top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Then we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about everything. We'll take your telephone calls at 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Please don't go anywhere, because we are coming right back. I absolutely promise to stay right there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.